This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Presidential candidates Ramchandra Poudil and Subhash Nembong busy in talks with political leaders asking for votes. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to promote Ayurveda medicines and practices. Government raises price of raw milk by 9 rupees per litre. And fire at Indonesia fuel depot kills at least 17 people. Now the news in detail. Presidential candidates held talks yesterday with political leaders as the date for the presidential election nears. Nepali Congress leader Ramchandra Poudil, the common presidential candidate from the eight-party alliance, and the leader Subhash Chandra Nembong, the candidate from the CPN-UML, met political leaders urging them to vote in their favour. Later, Poudil, along with Nepali Congress leaders, met leaders from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and urged them to vote for him in the presidential race. Likewise, another presidential candidate, Nembong, held talks with leaders from the Janata Samajwadi Party, the Loktantrik Samajwadi Party and the Nagarik Unmukti Party, seeking their support in the election. The presidential election is scheduled to take place on the 9th of March. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to promote Singham Darbar Vaidyakhana Bikas Samiti as a national pride project. Inaugurating the 7th International Ayurveda Congress in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister assured that the 300-year-old institute would be made vibrant and upgraded as the national pride project. Prime Minister Dahal announced that Ayurvedic medicine in Nepal would be further promoted and policy-level decisions would be taken to systematize the imports and exports of most essential medicinal herbs. The Prime Minister added that the government was working on a policy of establishing a center for manufacturing Ayurvedic medicines and collecting and processing herbs in each province. Nepali Congress General Secretary Gagan Kumar Thapa said things would move ahead as per the agreement among the eight political parties in the alliance. Addressing an orientation session relating to the presidential election organized by the eight-party alliance in Kathmandu yesterday, leader Thapa said the Nepali Congress would not deviate from the agreement. He also urged all to vote leader Ramchandra Poudil, arguing he is an appropriate candidate for the presidential post. Leader Thapa further added that the cabinet would be expanded after the election to the vice president set for the 17th of March. The government has raised the price of raw milk to 65 rupees from 56 rupees per litre. Unveiling the latest decisions of the cabinet yesterday, government spokesperson and communication minister Rekha Sharma said the price of the raw milk had been increased by 9 rupees per litre. The government raised the price of milk at a time when the farmers were complaining that they could not get appropriate price for the raw milk. Security Printing Press Center set up at Panoti 5 in Khyber Pilanchok district is set to start printing excise duty sticker from mid-March. During an on-site visit of the Security Printing Press yesterday, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma directed officials to start printing the stickers by mid-March. On the occasion, Secretary at the Communication Ministry, Dr. Baikunta Arial, said the press is prepared to print passport, banknotes, driving license, smart cards, postage stamps, excise duty stickers, and SIM cards. The government is expected to save more than 10 billion rupees from going out of the country after the press comes into operation. Speaker Debraj Ghimire says women parliamentarians' participation has increased in the parliament. Addressing a program organized by the Press Council Nepal on the occasion of the International Women's Day in Kathmandu yesterday, Speaker Ghimire said the parliament had forwarded various programs to make the women lawmakers media-friendly. On a different note, the speaker urged the political parties and lawmakers to take initiatives to amend and revise media-related bills under consideration in the parliament. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Narayan Kraji Shrestha is in Qatar to participate in the 5th Conference of Least Developed Countries, which is taking place in Doha from tomorrow. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held on last Monday decided to participate in the 5th Conference of LDCs by the Deputy Prime Minister-led delegation. The Mata Dharma Vakta National Transplant Center in Vaktapur has reported the latest successful transplantations of organs extracted from a brain dead. According to the center, kidneys and liver extracted from a clinically dead 17-year-old girl were transplanted to 3 people. The girl suffered the clinical death following a road accident last Tuesday. Center Executive Director of the Center, Dr. Pukar Chandra, said the center was successful in transplanting the organs with assistance of a medical team from India. Nepal defeated Papua New Guinea by 3 wickets in the triangular series match on the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 held at Dubai International Cricket Stadium in the UAE yesterday. Choosing to bat first, Papua New Guinea made 179 runs, losing all wickets in 49.2 overs. Nepali bowlers Sompal Kami and Dipendra Singh Ewi took 2 wickets each, and Kusal Malla and Sandeep Lamisane, then Karan Kesi, took 1 wicket each. Other 3 batsmen lost wickets in run-outs. In reply, Nepal made the target at the loss of 7 wickets, playing 48 overs. Man of the match, Asif Saik, who anchored Nepali batting till the end, scored 86 runs not out. He was assisted by Sandeep Lamisani's 35 runs not out and Kusal Mollard's 23 runs. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. A fire at a fuel depot in Indonesia capital has killed at least 17 people and injured dozens of others, forcing the evacuation of thousands of nearby residents. The Al Jazeera cites local officials saying at least 260 firefighters and 52 fire engines struggled to contain the blaze on Friday at a fuel storage station near a densely populated area in the Tanah Merah neighborhood in North Jakarta. A preliminary investigation showed the fire broke out when a pipeline ruptured during heavy rain, possibly from a lightning strike. Colombia's defense minister, Ivan Velasquez, and the commander of its armed force, Helder Giraldo, have landed in Cajicá province to seek the release of dozens of police officers and oil field workers taken hostage during deadly protests. At least 79 police officers and 9 oil field workers have been held since Thursday as protesters demand that the oil company Emerald Energy invest in surrounding rural communities. An officer and civilian died in confrontations between riot police and protesters as demonstrators took control of the oil company's offices. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gundaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly region of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Now the weather report of the Kathmandu Valley recorded in the last 24 hours. Minimum temperature 12.8 degrees Celsius. Maximum temperature 25.2 degrees Celsius. Humidity 90%. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Presidential candidates Ramchandra Podel and Subhash Nimbang busy in talks with political leaders asking for votes. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda pledges to promote Ayurveda medicines and practices. Government raises price of raw milk by 9 rupees per litre. And fire at Indonesia fuel depot kills at least 17 people. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 2 p.m. this afternoon. Stay tuned and have a good day.